And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. This week's topic is Let It Flow. Many of you question the idea of what your life looks like right now, and you are trying to cling to the way things have been. You are remembering the past when you feel it is better than the present. Let it flow. Allow yourself to unclasp your grip, your clinging fingers to the past, to the way things were. This, dear ones, will not let you move forward in your life if you cling to the past. The truth is, the past is not possible to be the present because creation is ever unfolding and changing and creating new opportunities every moment. Why would you not want to be open to the grandeur and the discovery and the delight that awaits you in every current moment? Why would you try to recreate the past? We understand when you are facing difficulties in this time now, and it is an upheaval of sorts on the earth plane. And as all of life is part of the earth plane, you are experiencing upheaval as well. So in this moment of uncertainty and feelings of insecurity, your mind tries to hold on to something that feels secure, and it tries to bring it forward, to create it, so you can feel safe and secure. This process is actually not possible, although the mind tries mightily to do this for you, because it wants you to feel safe. Let go of the fear of this current moment and every moment going forward. God is in control of all of your moments. When we speak of God, it is not a far off spirit somewhere that you have to call to and reach out to for this energy to be with you, this divine source to be with you. God, good love, is with you every moment. Its presence is present for you in every moment. This God that created this realm knows what is right action, right imagination, right thinking in every moment for you specifically, dear ones, not just a general idea, but for you specifically, because God is interested and invested in your best and highest coming forward, because you are a manifestation of God. And of course, God wants its manifestations to be brilliant as they are designed, to be radiant as they are designed, to be complete and whole as they are designed. This is you. So the clinging to the past comes from fear. We ask you to see this. And then the mind, the narrow ego mind, clamps onto this and goes about its busy business to try and recreate the past. We ask you to see this is all based on fear. Fear is not real. The truth is real, and the truth is in your every moment. So be in every moment, and when things come up that are disturbing to you, ask for guidance from God, and ask for guidance from your spirit. They are your best resources. You will have the comfort and the guidance that you need. And in doing this, you are letting it flow. You are letting the fear go, and you are letting in the goodness, the guidance, the love from God and your spirit that is what you need in that moment. Going with the flow is about surrendering to your highest good. You know when you are coming from a limited sense of fear and clinging and wanting things to be different. If you will let it flow with the trust and the knowingness that God is in charge, and this flow is divine and will bless you, it only can bless you. Let it flow into your mind, your body, your spirit. It is a great, great blessing, and this is why we share this with you for this week coming up. When you, in this coming week, feel a gripping inside or a wanting things to be different, we ask you to pause and ask, what is the truth here in this moment? Do I need to be afraid? Be curious about the moment. Ask what is coming up for you to bless you. Let it flow. Open up your being to God's goodness coming to you every moment, every second of your life. This is how creation works. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.